Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To all those who did not support us, let me say this. Hear me out. As we move forward, take a measure of me and my heart. That was words of Joe Biden today, Joe Beijing, as he gave his inaugural address in Washington, D.C. Joe, you act like we've never met you. Hear me out. Hear me out. Take a measure of me and my heart. You've been in politics for 47 years. We know you. You act like you just showed up on the scene. My goodness. You act like it was just yesterday that you were threatening to wrap a chain around the head of Corn Pop. Come on. Where you were letting the kids rub the hair on your leg and watch them pop up in the pool. You act like that just happened. No. We do know you, Joe. We do know you. Do you remember back in when Obama was, I think, was it during the inaugurations that Chris Matthews said he had to chill up his leg? And everybody was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. And then Matthews came along not long, after Trump was president, talking about Melania. And so she got that supermodel walk. Ooh, he was lusting after the first lady. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. This is Chris Wallace. We all know Chris Wallace from the debates, and he's a big anti, or he's a never-Trumper. Listen to what he said about Joe Biden's speech today, and just grab yourself a paper bag. You might need it.
We must end this uncivil war, and the way we can do it is if we show each other a little tolerance and humility. Martha, I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961, John F. Kennedy, Ask Not. I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard.
The best he'd ever heard. The best inaugural speech he had ever heard in the history of Earth. Better than John F. Kennedy. Take a back seat. Oh, sorry. I'm bad phrasing, but still. You are way behind Joe Biden as far as inaugural addresses are concerned. You don't even rank up there. Forget it. Forget it. Man. David Brooks over at PBS, he was even, of course, because it's PBS. It's it's National Panhandler Radio. David Brooks teared up over the inauguration.
You know, I took the short walk over to the Capitol from my house, which is not too far away. And this morning, I was depressed. It was because you see the walls, you see the National Guard patrolling my neighborhood, helicopters over my head. And you think, we've done a really good job building walls. And we could be a broken country that's almost ungovernable. Now, as I look at these faces, I must say I'm moved almost to tears by a lot of good people of different political views.
I'm sorry, what?
But we have leaders who have not been able to be fully themselves. And there are good people. They're chatting. They're talking. They're wanting to run this country well. And this is opening day, and so now I find myself strangely moved and uplifted compared to where I was about hours ago.
Oh, it's okay to shed a tear, Martha said. I'm sorry, did David Brooks over at PBS just say basically there are good people on both sides? Did he actually just say that? Because I think I heard him say that. Charlie, Joe Biden gave a better speech than JFK? That's like saying Pee-wee Herman can beat up Mike Tyson.
Come on, Pee-wee, let's go. I'm going to give you one right there. You know, everybody's got to play until they get punched in the mouth.
So, no, you're right. Somebody says he hasn't heard much, but he says he's seen everyone since 1961. Everyone since 1961. So Joe Beijing is now the 46th president of the United States. China is very happy about that, because nobody's going to be looking into him anymore. Nobody is going to be looking to anything to do with Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. Oh, forget about it. Hunter Biden, there is one person in this country that is more relieved than anybody else on the planet, and that's Hunter Biden. He's like, whoa, ooh, we got away with that one. Oh, my goodness. Unfortunately, there's a little website out there that has documented all of your activities in your laptop, sir, or the vast, a good bit of it. And people can go online and see just what quality a human being Hunter Biden is. Oh, he's a quality guy. Quality guy. Just go look. You can find it. Trust me. You can find it. I mean, make sure there are no kids in the room. Because he didn't. And this isn't conspiracy theory stuff. This is like, oh, yeah, that's 100% Hunter Biden. And Joe knows it's him on these videos. Joe knows it's him. Jill Biden knows it's him. Sorry, I'm not calling her Dr. Jill. I don't care what Whoopi Goldberg tells me to do. She's Jill Biden. Yes, she's First Lady of the United States. And since when? I thought we were supposed to be beyond fashion these days. You remember it wasn't long ago with the Academy Awards, where they gave the announcers or the host there, the interviewers on the red carpet, they said, don't ask the women what they're wearing. You cannot talk about their dresses and their outfit anymore, because that's sexist and you just can't do it. That's all they talked about today. That is all they talked about. How good Michelle Obama looked in her pantsuit. How good Hillary Clinton looked in. All right, so Michelle Obama had on a purple pantsuit. Hillary Clinton had on a purple pantsuit. Jill Biden had on a purple coat over her dress. I don't know what color her dress was, but she was wearing purple. And Kamala Harris was also wearing purple today. So there you go. I thought we weren't supposed to talk about things like that. I really did. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed something, because you can't keep up anymore. Speaking of that, speaking of what went on today in Washington, D.C., and outfits, did anybody see Lady Gaga? Anybody get up? Anybody see the Lady Gaga up there? And when you're seeing the Lady Gaga on your television, did you go, this seriously is Hunger Games? We have literally entered into Hunger Games. What was she wearing? I thought J-Lo looked fine. Yeah, she's a classy lady. She looked good. Lady Gaga, she looked like she was, do you remember the old, I don't know if it was a Barbie doll or what that had the big hoop skirt. She looked like she was wearing a big, gigantic hoop skirt of something. And then she had this big, almost a life, and it may have been like a real, actual dove. Now, it was a gilded dove, a gold dove, but it may have been alive at one point, and they just poured gold all over it, kind of like Game of Thrones. But she's wearing this giant dove. And that's all I can think of. We are literally in the Hunger Games. Let's go to Michelle down in Stuart, Florida. Michelle, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Lovely.
What's on your mind?
To you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Today, what's up?
Today was a very sad, sad day for me.
Uh-huh.
I knew what was going on, but I didn't watch it.
Right.
The losing candidate got to be president today.
Yeah.
How does that work?
That's a real good question.
It?
Huh?
What was that? What can we do to change it? Because I keep hearing from everybody on talk shows, even on Levin and
Ryan.
And the other, the top guy.
Limbaugh?
I can't think of his name, but I know.
Rush? Yeah.
Rush, yeah. And I listen to Rush every day and
yeah.
Levin and you.
Thank you.
All they wanted to, everybody's talking about what's going on, what they're doing. And but the whole thing is let's talk about what we can do about it. I want to know what I can do.
First of all, it's a great attitude to have. What can I do about it? And Michelle, the best thing you can do about it, and I'll say this time and time again, you find a candidate that you absolutely fall in love with and you work like hell for them. And that
Trump.
I understand, but now you got to do it at the state level. Whatever's going on down there in Florida, if it's DeSantis, you've got to get in there and work for DeSantis. If it's your state legislature, you've got to work for your state legislature. We can't just sit back and just count on voting to get it done anymore. Michelle, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Hope everything is good down there in Stuart, Florida. It's 416 right here on 106.3 WORD in the Charlie James Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A very good afternoon to you. According to John Solomon, with just the news, he is reporting that according to recently declassified FBI documents, and we're talking about recently as in yesterday or the night before, and were you talking about the Russian collusion thing that we've been hearing for what? Well, I don't know, 5 years now, at least. Well, 5 years now. We'll go with that. There was somebody who was being approached by a foreign entity to support their campaign for the presidency. And that person was Hillary Clinton. That's right. This is from John Solomon. According to recently declassified FBI documents on the Russia collusion investigation, the FBI leadership, we're talking about Andrew McCabe and Jim Comey, refused to act on the FISA warrant application with regards to Hillary Clinton's campaign because they chose to give her a defensive briefing instead, which is the opposite of what they did for Donald Trump's campaign. The complete opposite for what they did. Now, there was no evidence that anybody in the Trump campaign was ever approached and offered money like Hillary Clinton's campaign was. But they don't put her under investigation. They give her a defensive briefing. Same thing happened with, what's the guy's name? Eric Swalwell. Swalwell's dating a Chinese spy. They don't put him under investigation. And he gets a defensive briefing. Let's go to Never Trumper out there on his cellular phone. Never Trumper, welcome to the program. What's up?
Charlie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, given that Trump's legal team went like 1-62 in the court cases challenging challenging the votes, and that you'd have to assume that they were competent, you would also think that it's more than likely that there was not massive fraud or massive
doesn't have to be
vote swap.
Doesn't have to be.
Correct.
Doesn't have to be widespread. Doesn't have to be widespread. It has to be targeted.
All right. So targeting those swing states that his legal team went after, yet he still lost nearly every time that he had gone to court.
With liberal judges.
My point was is that, not in many, many cases.
Okay.
But the point that I'm just trying to make is I think it's a fairly destructive narrative for the Republicans to say that they're not going to vote, they're not going to go again, it's not going to matter, because I believe just like the Republicans overreached in 2016, the Democrats will also overreach in the next couple of years, and that if you have people sitting out, and on top of that, you split the party in between the country club Republicans, where I am more aligned with, and the Patriot Party, you'll never win an election.
Explain to your alignment with the country club Republicans. What does that mean?
Well, more of the pro-business, export, international trade, that kind of thing.
So the globalist.
Yes, absolutely.
The globalist.
I am a globalist.
You are a globalist. So even if America has to go, even if America has to go to the back of the line in negotiating power, as long as the European Union is good, you're okay with that. As long as it helps the global market.
That's not even a logical statement.
It absolutely is, because that's what globalism does. It puts world markets over the economy of the United States.
No, all of it.
Yes. That's why it's called globalist.
All that it means is that you play in the world market. We have chose to back off of the world market. You play in the market.
Yeah, we chose to back off under
Trump. Which is what we've been doing for 40 or 50 years.
We chose to back off under Trump. Now we're going to get right back in the game.
Yes.
And that means America.
I'm okay with that.
That means, and you're good
because
with that.
We can compete.
And you're good with
because
that because that means you're in favor of cheap labor. That means you're in favor of low wages. That means you're in favor of poverty.
I'm in favor of open markets, and I'm in favor of free trade.
Mm-hmm. And even at the detriment to the American worker.
That's not necessarily true.
But it is true.
Having pressure on wages, but you may end up growing the business that's able to compensate for that.
And how often?
It's not as simple.
the United States will have to go to the back of the line in negotiating power.
If
it will benefit global markets.
And it may benefit everyone. It's not like you got a fixed pie. You're going to grow the pie. Everybody may get a bigger piece, just like what's been going on for the past 30, 40 years.
Who, how,
absolutely.
Under what president did the economy grow the fastest in recent history? It was Donald Trump. Under what presidency did wages increase for the first time in decades? Donald Trump. In what presidency did we see record low unemployment?
Charlie, that's not, you're not even stating things that are true.
I am stating,
wages
just because you don't like them doesn't mean they're not true.
Every 4 years, they have gone up. Are you saying what have they gone up the most?
No, wait, then you're calling Hillary Clinton a liar. Then you're calling Hillary Clinton a liar, because Hillary Clinton said that household incomes in the United States haven't gone up in decades. I'm sorry. Globalism is not good. I bet you do. Never Trump are going to let you go there. We got to hit a break here. It's 429 right here at 106.3 WORD in the Charlie James Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's a miracle. A miracle, I tells you. Oh, I knew Joe Biden was the man for the job. Oh, it's a miracle. New daily reported cases of coronavirus have fallen 19.1% over the past week. New daily reported deaths fell 9.2%, and COVID hospitalizations fell 6.3%. Oh, it's a miracle, ladies and gentlemen. It's a miracle, I tells you. Let's go to the phone and talk to Jerry in Malden. Jerry, how are you?
Welcome to the Greenville area, Charlie.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hunter Biden, he's really a lot smarter than people give him credit, because I don't remember how much money that he made from the Chinese. But just think about it. If he goes to prison, it's just going to be for under 4 years, because his daddy's going to give him a pardon at the end of it.
Well, I think his daddy will give him a pardon right away.
He will. That's all I had to say.
You might be right, but it doesn't. And, Jerry, I appreciate you calling in. I don't think it takes a genius to sell access to your dad. I mean, that's the easy part. That's the easy part. Even he himself admitted that the only reason he got that job on Burisma was because he was Hunter Biden's son. Well, I think everybody knows I'm Hunter Biden's son, the vice president. Of course they did. That's the only reason you were there. Only reason you were there. Ah, okay. Dale is out there on his cell phone. Dale, how are you?
All right. What I was going to mention, I just was in store, one of the supply stores, a small one, and they happened to have on the TV Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Might as well be him.
Right.
Biden's presidential march down the road.
Right.
It kind of struck me funny, because here he is acting, smile on his face, and no one around him. It's like, really, all this posh that you got going on around here is for the people, and people that are out there with you, and here nobody's around, and you're just doing it all for show. I mean,
and that's been the whole campaign. That's been the whole campaign. The inauguration was a culmination of a campaign that was all for show. No substance whatsoever.
And they complained about Trump spending all that money, having people, you know, all this for the people, and the people were there, even on his inauguration day.
Yeah.
And it just strikes me as someone who's so pious and so, I can't even describe it, uppity up.
Yeah.
That I'm so much better. I'm out here doing the same thing as he did, but nobody's around and I'm just as happy.
That's right. Oh my goodness. He's not happy though. That's the thing about it. None of the Democrats are happy today. They won the election, wink wink, but they're still not happy.
And you know the strangest thing?
What's that?
I heard just recently, I think it was on Tara's show, that we no longer have that all this staying in and all isn't really doing all that good. Now they're saying that we didn't really have to do it to begin with. Okay, now you're just saying Trump is good, bad, but we have to stay in for Trump. Biden's good. We don't have to stay in.
After the inauguration. After the inauguration, because we can't have people able to not come to the inauguration. You see what I mean? This was all staged so that a small crowd would not make Joe Biden look bad.
Well, you know, also, we're forgetting one thing, though. It's kind of far out there, but Biden he's got this virus on the run. It's so afraid of him that it's actually disappearing.
Yeah, that's like I just said. I mean, the reported cases are down 19% over the past week.
Yeah.
So see how good he is? Man, he is amazing.
Man.
He is something
you
else.
But
we do have something else coming. I appreciate you calling in, Dale. We've got a caravan coming. We've got a caravan. Remember, caravans were... Gosh, let's just go back. Let's just wax nostalgic for a moment. And think back to when Barack Obama was talking about the caravan. And do you remember that speech again? And he's trying to, this is exactly how he did. And he's trying to say that all these little Central Americans, the caravans, they don't even exist. Well, they did exist, and they did show up. And we did turn them away, and they kept coming, and then they stopped. When did they stop coming? When Donald Trump was elected president, because they knew they were not going to be welcome in the United States illegally. And now that Joe Biden is here, El Presidente, now they're back on their way. Back on their way. So... I don't know what's going to go. I don't know what it's going to go. I do know the sheriff of Charleston County Sheriff, Kristen Graziano, is saying, basically, she didn't use the words sanctuary city, but her new policies are going to make sure that Charleston County is a sanctuary county because they are no longer reporting people to ICE. They're no longer reporting people to ICE so ICE can deport them. No longer doing that. So if you have any designs whatsoever to go to Charleston and enjoy the harbor, maybe go to one of the fine restaurants and you find out it's boarded up, you might want to change those plans. And the best thing you can do is make sure none of that BS happens here. And that's what I talk about. When you got to get out there and you got to vote. You got to get out there and you got to vote. You got to make sure none of this happens. Who is Biden's son? Who is Hunter Biden's son? Common man. I have no idea what that means. Hey, Charlie, can you imagine the drugs Hunter Biden must be doing today in celebration of daddy becoming president? I'm not going to say that. I do know he was kicked out of the Navy for it. Hey, Charlie, don't forget. Oh, that's right. Thank you so much. Don't forget. Barack Obama gave Joe Biden the Medal of Freedom and appointed him to cure cancer. So he's gonna be doing a lot of good stuff. He's going to be busy. What good will voting do if they control the voting machines that count the votes? Well, they're not going to be using all of this every time. The best thing you can do is make sure that you have got a conservative state legislature. And I mean real conservatives. And if that means some of the good old boys got to go by the wayside, then you got to go. But anything less than that is just rolling over and playing dead and accepting your fate. And I'm just not one of the people that's going to do that. I am just not going to do that. That's not in my blood. Jeff is in Taylor's. Let's talk to him. Jeff, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing good, Charlie. I just wondered if you heard about the recall.
No, what recall?
Well, the Jimmy Carter Foundation has recalled the worst president in United States history that was given to Obama after his second term. And,
and
they're going to go ahead and give it. They usually wait till the end of term to give it to a president, but they feel safe in going ahead and awarding that to Joe Biden right now. So
no reason to wait, right, Jeff? No reason to, let's not even delay this. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. Here's what happened. So day one, first thing off the bat, they changed the name of the ambassador to Israel from the ambassador to Israel to the ambassador of Israel, the West Bank and Gaza. And then somebody told Joe Biden, you know, Gaza's run by terrorists, right? Oh. Well, they've had to come back and undo the damage that they already did. The guy hadn't been in office for a day yet, and he's screwing up. It's 445 right here at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. And a very good afternoon. This is the Charlie James Show on 106.3 WORD. Ingles Market Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I've got something scary for you to hear. I have got something that ought to terrify you, ladies and gentlemen. And it will probably confuse you a bit, too. This is John Brennan talking, the man who used to be a Communist Party member and also a man who lied to the United States Congress, but he didn't go to jail for that because it's good to be a Democrat. Here is John Brennan saying that they're coming after you.
On the call, I was thinking today that this is the most relaxed I've been in the course of many inaugurations I've watched because I'm not responsible for it. But I can tell you that when I was in the government, I had white knuckles because of the nature of the threats. But it's so much more difficult today because of what we have seen, not just over the last 2 weeks, but that certainly has riveted our attention. But because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
Ah, did you hear what he said? Did you hear who he is coming after? He's coming after basically the pro-Trump insurgency that harbors religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, and even libertarians. You libertarians out there, you've got a target on your back by John Brennan. Now notice how much energy they're putting into this. And notice how little energy they're putting into leftist domestic terrorist organizations that we know exist. How many arrests were, not only did they not arrest really, Antifa members over the summer. But Kamala Harris and others set up a fund so that these people could be bailed out of jail. No, if they were in some place that didn't have a no cash bond rule or law, and they had to go to jail, they would come in and pay your bail so that you could go free. Why are they not looking at all of these people who were attacking a federal building in Portland? Why weren't they looking into the people that were banging on the walls of the Supreme Court during the Kavanaugh hearing? Why weren't they looking into those people? Why weren't they calling that an insurrection? Why weren't they calling up setting up an actual Capitol Heights occupied zone, autonomous zone, the Chaz zone? Why weren't they calling those people insurrectionists? And religious extremist, I thought, just imagine that. Excuse me, is anybody looking at Rashida Tlaib? You know, the woman that said some people did something in referring to 9/11? Authoritarians, fascist bigots. Why don't you look into all those people that were rioting over the summer? Because that is not politically correct. That is not politically correct. And they certainly don't want to be seen as politically incorrect. Bill is in Boiling Springs. Let's talk to him. Bill, how are you?
Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
Hello. What's up?
I just wanted to make a comment on the inauguration today. I think this is probably the saddest day of my life. That to see something like this happen to our country.
Yeah.
And I really think that there's no path back anymore, that what's happened now with the elections being corrupted, our electoral system being corrupted, there's no way back for us.
So what are you going to do?
I think that, I don't know. I mean, it's going to turn into a third world socialist country.
And then what's going to happen?
What I see happening to the United States of America, it's a sad day.
That's why you can't give up. You've got to be positive. You've got to get out there and vote. And I'll say it again. And Bill, I appreciate you calling in. I will say this again. I taught a political leadership class at Harvard, and the professor there, I was invited to teach this class. And the professor there said that now I disagree with him on this completely. But this guy was a real big Mitt Romney guy. He loved Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney could do no wrong, but he fell in love with Mitt Romney's message. And he got behind Mitt Romney and through thick and thin, through the whole binders of women and through all of that stuff. He was a Mitt Romney guy. Now, I'm not saying you go jump on the Mitt Romney bandwagon, far from it. But I'm saying you have to have that sort of a passion about a candidate. And I'm talking about more than a yard sign, more than a bumper sticker, more than a flag, more than all of those things. That's why I always say you got to go down to campaign headquarters. Go down and say, what can I do? What can I do? Take the trash out? Fine, I'll do that. If it'll help, I will do that. I mean, how many times did Drew McKissick called up and said, listen, we've got ways for you to help, and they're easy ways. So, all takes shoe leather, folks. It takes time and shoe leather. More coming up on the top of the hour. This is 106.3 WORD and the Charlie James Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.